This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast.
Available wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends of the end. And now they start talking.
We're having a little celebration. We call it FML, not what you think it means. It means Friday means laughs.
We got to laugh.
Low-key tragedies.
Yeah, I mean, stuff happens to you and you can either get mad or you can just laugh about it.
Might as well just laugh about it. We had a message from Sandy in Mount Juliet, who was listening on the 93.3 Totally Hits app, and said, yesterday I was cleaning up my room and I had burnout light bulb next to my computer. Before, without even thinking about it, I put the burnout light bulb in my computer chair. And then later I came and sat down on the light bulb.
Oh, no.
And cut my butt. Picking glass out of your butt. So she says FML. We say Friday means laughs.
Absolutely. All right. We got one. This is a voice message from the app. I think his name is Jerry.
My mother stopped by my apartment while I was at work.
Okay.
She leaves me a sticky note that says, "Don't stand close to the microwave. It'll sterilize you, and I'll never have grandkids."
I love it, people.
I don't even have a girlfriend.
Oh,
F-M-L.
Man.
I
love that people still believe that. Like, don't stand next to the microwave.
And she must really want grandkids.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I know you haven't met anybody, and you're not seeing anybody, but I'd really like some grandkids. So. Yeah. Step it up. Make an effort here.
We're ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood.
Your friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right. Hey, we got some M's working for us this morning. We got four of the guys in the audience. Mark is in West Nashville. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, good luck to you.
Glad to have you.
For the ladies listening on the 93.3 Totally Hits app, we have Mandy in McMinnville. Hello, Mandy.
Hey, Mandy.
Good morning, y'all.
Okay.
Welcome.
It's Mark and Mandy McMinnville, all the M's.
I know. Well, let's go with the multiple choice from Mark and Mandy in McMinnville.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Actually, we need to do a get acquainted question.
Right.
Let's start with Mark. If you had $10,000, you had to spend it today, what would you buy?
Oh, my God. I would probably pay my taxes and do my civic duty as much as I would hate it.
Oh, that is so responsible and not fun.
Yeah.
No, not fun at all. No.
But sometimes.
Too much fun other times.
Adulting is tough sometimes. Mandy, what about you? If you had to spend 10 grand today, how would you spend it?
Scratch-off ticket for the whole family for Christmas.
Okay, so you're trying to turn the $5,000 into maybe
$30.
I was going to say like 10 grand, or, you know, I don't know, win a double your money or something, but yeah, that's more likely. You get some more free scratch-off tickets.
All right, start with the multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer the question, you can enforce it on your opponent, and if they get it wrong, you get a point. If they get it right, then they steal your point. Here we go, Mandy. Is a Harrier, is that a type of military tank, jet, or ship?
A Harrier, like a dog is Harrier?
No, not Harrier, no, like you need
same,
to shave, but
it says it's yes, Harrier. Said the same way.
It's H-A-R-R-I-E-R.
Is that what you start with an H?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a jet.
It is a jet.
That's correct.
Good job.
Nice.
This is a Harrier jet than all the other ones.
Yeah. The other ones are shaved quite clean. That's right. It's Alaskan Airlines as a Brazilian. Okay, Mark, here's a multiple choice question for you. If you visit harryanddavid.com, are you shopping for cosmetics, food gift baskets, easy for me to say, food gift baskets, or shoes? HarryandDavid.com.
Oh, some of the finest food gift baskets around.
Wow. Yes.
That is correct.
There you go. Mark knows his stuff.
Everything tastes good and much better than I buy it in the store. It's terrible. There's our good.
All right, Mandy, the Carolina Panthers are an NFL football team. What sport do the Florida Panthers play?
Florida Panthers. Hockey.
Hockey is right. Good job.
Nice.
Total guess.
Woohoo!
Total guess.
Can the correct answers keep flying? Let's start with Mark. Turn now. You're down 2-1. Name one of Taylor Swift's cats. Any of them. There's three of them.
There's three of them to pick from.
Gosh, my daughters and my wife will murder me.
You do have a screw.
I ask them to stop playing it. I'm going to say screw.
Okay. All right, Mandy, he hopes you don't know the name of any one of Taylor Swift's cats.
Meredith Grey, Benjamin Button. I know those two.
Yes, that is actually, now you're just showing
Now
off.
You're just bragging.
Two out of three.
I can't go home.
You missed Olivia Benson.
I need $10,000 for a hotel.
Well, we got some Monopoly money for you. Congratulations. Mandy is our winner.
Taylor Swift takes down another dude.
Taylor Swift eats the dudes every time.
Yeah.
Nice. Mark, it was great to have you.
Congratulations.
You'll have to come back and try to redeem yourself. Mandy, congratulations. We'll send you a certificate of bragification for winning Gender Wars.
Y'all study up over the weekend. We play Gender Wars again Monday morning at 7:20.
95.1 in the borough.
It's the Woody and Jim Show.
On 93.3. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
It's funny, my girlfriend Melissa and I, we live in Murfreesboro, and we were going to a really cool stir-fry place.
Okay.
And it's right next to Sprouts in Murfreesboro, which is kind of a high-end, kind of like a
They look
Whole
down
Foods
on Whole Foods,
yeah,
don't
I
they?
Mean,
they're even higher.
It's the grocery store fancy people go to.
Would you like one celery stick?
Yeah.
They are $11.
That's right. How about these $25 strawberries? These are great. So we're going through the parking lot there, and parking right there in front of the store and getting out of the car is a Cybertruck, one of the Tesla Cybertrucks.
The all aluminum.
Yeah. And,
yes.
And the person, you know, got out of it, and I couldn't help it. I just kind of laughed.
They're kind of silly looking. I'm not even getting used to them. They look more weird every time I see them.
Yeah, people say they look like a Pinewood Derby car that you worked on when you were a Cub Scout. They do.
And that's true.
And the guy got out of it. He's going into Sprouts, obviously, because he's a fancy boy.
Oh, sure.
And I just had to laugh and go, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I just looked at him and said, that's ridiculous. He just kind of put his head down and went there. He's going like, I spent so much money to look like an idiot.
No offense
if you have one of those.
I know.
You're probably taking great offense to what I just said.
Yeah. But, you know, they're not listening to us. We're too, you know, we're not fancy enough.
They're listening to, you know, financial reports on NPR.
Yeah. I remember going through Franklin a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And went by one of the, there's like a bar that's really popular. I never see the name of it, but there's always a ton of cars there.
Yeah.
And this time when I drove by, at least a third of them were Cybertrucks. Guess what? If you're trying to impress other people, but they all have Cybertrucks too, and they all look alike, not only are you not impressing them, good luck finding yours
right,
on the way out.
Right. It's like when they used to have the Saturn picnic and everybody pulled in Saturns. And, you know, finding your car afterwards took forever.
Only these are all the same and the same color.
Yeah. At least, you know, they all look exactly alike and they're incredibly overpriced. And, you know, and they have all kinds of flaws.
So well.
And the doors fly off and they drive you into walls without knowing it. Friday means laughs, and people have been sitting in their minor tragedies, and we're all having a little laugh at their expense.
Yeah, low-grade stuff.
Yeah.
And I got to kick it off because, you know,
You win the day, I think, for what you went through.
You know, we get up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we
sleep in.
Yeah.
And I was up after midnight replacing a tire that had blown out on my car.
Mm.
It took about 4 hours. I started around 8:30, and
so it was like after midnight when you were done.
Oh, definitely, it was today when I was done, and the funny thing is, I had the blowout of my tire, but it was near my neighborhood, so I pulled into my own driveway.
Right.
To do all the repair, and I pulled in front of the garage where we have this motion sensor light.
Mm-hmm.
And I figure, oh, that's nice and bright.
Yeah.
It'd be good to work it. And the garage was filled. And so I had to be out there. And as like all my, you know, jacks are breaking and I can't find any of the tools, every 10 minutes, the floodlights go out. And so I'm laying on the ground and I'm kicking my leg up in the air.
Waving frantically
to make
at the motion lights.
So the lights come back on because
I
just
like,
all of a sudden I'm in the dark.
Oh,
and this went on for like 4 hours. I finally got the you know, little mini donut tire on, and it was kind of flat.
No.
So it was like after midnight, I'm going to the gas station to go fill that thing with
the air thing,
so I could get to work this morning. And my wife says, well, you can't go to the gas station looking like that. I'm like, looking like what? I wash my hands? And she said, no, 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 take a look in the mirror. I had like grease all over my face. I looked like I was going to rob the place or something. Turns out there was nobody there. It was just the pump. It was like the gas station was closed. I mean, I was able to like swipe a card to get the, you know, pump going.
You look like a, you know, like World War II commando.
Yeah, exactly.
Just piloted, you know,
sneaking behind Nazi lines
into Berlin. Wow.
Yeah. So I got to just laugh, you know. It was a little bit of tragedy, but
FML.
I did get my kicks in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like one of the Radio City Rockettes, the way I'm kicking my leg up in the air to get the motion sensor light back on.
You got a workout, too. We have people responding. We got another one late from Facebook and said, don't use my name. But I ran into my ex-boyfriend at Kroger, and we had broke up a year ago when he said he was, quote unquote, moving to Florida. FML, Friday Muse Laughs.
He did not move. Oh, my God. He was just too much of a coward to break up with her.
No, yeah, I'm moving out of state. Yeah, that's what's happening. So I'm sorry I can't see you anymore. So,
If you want to hit up the 93.3 FM Totally Hits Facebook page, I've got video of me fixing the car and doing my kicks in the air to get the floodlights to turn back on every 10 minutes.
Three things you want to know. This is kind of funny. We actually did this at our radio station years ago where people had to live inside a car, and the last person to leave the car would win.
They'd win the car. Get the car,
They did it at the Oklahoma State Fair. They called it the Stinkin' Sentra. It was a Nissan Sentra, and three people were in there, and you know, they get bathroom breaks every once in a while, like every 3 hours or so.
Right.
And so, you know, to drive the other people out of the car, the guy who won the car brought in a cup of his own poop.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And they got out of the car in disgust, but then complained to everybody, so they're not sure if they're still going to give him the car or not. But he did win.
I would say they'd have a good reason to protest. That's not fair.
Who wants that car that smells like poop? Nobody.
Jack Black, actor and musician, says he's leaving the United States because he doesn't get enough respect, and he doesn't get looked at for serious roles, and he doesn't win awards.
Well,
I say,
I think that's his problem.
Maybe think about some of the movies you're doing. Yeah. When the most respected movie you've done is 1-4 of Kung Fu Panda.
Right. School of Rock did well.
School of Rock was like 20 years ago.
That's true.
And you've just been like a voice actor in every lousy movie that's come out.
Yeah.
And sorry, Jack.
Get over yourself.
Your portrayal of Nacho Libre was not enough to get you some kind of serious Oscar bait movie.
Maybe you could do that. You actually go to Mexico and become a wrestler. I would watch that. I would watch that totally.
Then they're going to build a wall.
M&M's. M&M's is finally doing what everyone wanted. They're coming out with the peanut butter and jelly flavored M&M's. I don't want that. They're going to be available starting online in December, but you'll be able to buy them in the store for the first of the year. So you know what everybody's saying.
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
I don't want those.
Why do they have to add a baseball bat to it? There's no reason to it.
You know, that's, we never question, why did it get violent all of a sudden? Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. These are questions that should have been asked when that was a meme.
Exactly. Allow me to demonstrate how stupid I am.
Okay.
I read today that the Nashville Fall Festival is getting underway. I thought, oh, that'd be cool. You know, you got pumpkins, you got hay rides, you got, you know, a corn maze. It'd be a whole lot of fun, a fun thing to go to. And so I said, I wonder where that is. And so I'm looking it up, and I go on to maps on my phone.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, wow. Hey, it's near the radio station. And then I zoom in a little bit more. It says, wow, it's right near the radio station.
Really?
And I looked in it, and then I zoomed in, and it said Cromwell Media, the building where we work. And I realized it was showing me my current location. Wow, if the Nashville Fall Festival is going on right outside the building, I'm so there. We'll put a long song on over there and go and get lost in a corn maze, but no.
Walk out the door, charge people to park, make some extra money.
It's in southwest Davidson County.
All right.
Yeah, it's not right next to the radio station.
Do your own research, is what we're saying, for the Fall Festival. But yeah, that's great.
I'm zooming in closer and closer.
Amazing. Going, it's right here.
It's so close to us.
Showing you your own location.
Yeah, stupid.
That's excellent.
Pretty stupid.
Well, they're smartphones. We're dumb people.
Exactly. We don't have to be smart anymore.
It all works out at the end.
Yeah. Hey, Murfreesboro, we got you at 95.1 FM if you want to tune in. Also, 93.3 FM, totally hits, totally Nashville. The Woody and Jim Show brought to you by The Dog Wizard. Transform your dog's behavior with science and training. You can go to thedogwizard.com, tell them Woody and Jim sent you, and you get 10% off. Pretty cool. We have our winner of Daryl Hall tickets.
Yeah, Stephanie from Chapel Hill has got herself tickets to go see Daryl Hall play at the Ryman on November 19th.
Pretty cool.
Tickets go on sale later this morning, I believe at 10 a.m., but she just scored her pair, so she doesn't even have to like go through the whole like, you know, waiting in a queue to get to the thing, and she's got her tickets already just because she's hanging out and listening with us.
Allow me to demonstrate how stupid I am.
Okay.
I read today that the Nashville Fall Festival is getting underway. I thought, oh, that'd be cool. You know, you got pumpkins, you got hay rides, you got, a corn maze. It'd be a whole lot of fun, a fun thing to go to. And so I said, I wonder where that is. And so I'm looking it up, and I go on to Maps on my phone.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, wow. Hey, it's near the radio station. And then I zoom in a little bit more. It says, wow, it's right near the radio station.
Really?
And I looked in it, and then I zoomed in, and it said Cromwell Media, the building where we work. And I realized it was showing me my current location. Wow, if the Nashville Fall Festival is going on right outside the building, I'm so there. We'll put a long song on over there and go and get lost in a corn maze, but no.
Walk out the door, charge people to park, make some extra money.
It's in southwest Davidson County.
All right.
Yeah, it's not right next to the radio station.
Do your own research, is what we're saying, for the Fall Festival. But yeah, that's great.
I'm zooming in closer and closer.
This is amazing. It's right here.
It's so close to us.
Showing you your own location.
Yeah, stupid.
That's excellent.
Pretty stupid.
Well, they're smartphones. We're dumb people.
Exactly. We don't have to be smart anymore.
It all works out at the end.
Yeah. Corn maze is very cool, but they always make them into designs and stuff like that.
Oh, they get very elaborate. Yeah.
I mean, what pressure is there on the person who has to go out there with the thresher or whatever they use to mow down the corn to make the corn maze?
Oh, yeah.
Because if you screw up, you can't do it over.
You can't put the corn back.
It's
like you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
It's like
the corn is already down.
I mean, what a high pressure job.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's like right up there with air traffic controller.
Yeah, being a corn maze creator.
So I never really thought about the due we need to give the amazing people who make corn mazes.
AI has created a country song about the corn maze people.
A salute to the corn mazers.
All right.
And it's called Corn Maze Keepers, and it appreciates the high-stress job and the design and artistry of putting together a corn maze.
Precision in every line. Pressure builds as days unwind. Once the corn falls down, all do. Corn maze keepers see it through.
Here's the chorus.
Corn maze magic in their hands. Drawing maps on fertile lands. No mistakes can be redone. Once the work, it has begun.
All right.
Wow.
Okay, that was AI. And
people on Music Row are going, why didn't I think of that?
I know. It's going to put everybody out of business.
No kidding.
We're all going to die. But that was a pretty good song.
That was not bad.
Almost worth it.
I could hear, somebody making a corn maze with that playing in their earbuds. Oh, that's magical.
Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Three things to start your day.
Yeah, remember how this never used to happen, that all of a sudden the street racing was taking over, like every weekend.
No kidding.
Shut down I-24, and they'd be doing donuts and all that kind of stuff and being wild. Well, I guess they cracked down on it, and Nashville police have arrested 200 people since starting their street racer initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's why we're not seeing so many of them.
Yeah, you've seen all those skid marks all over Broadway and stuff like that. Yeah, wow. If you are a fan of Mafiosas on 12 South, they're going out of business. They're going to close down because the rent is too high on 12 South.
I love Mafiosas. Yeah. They should not close.
Yeah, it's a great place.
That's terrible that they can't afford it.
Yeah, when's the last time you were there?
Pre-pandemic.
Okay.
Maybe a few years before that.
Yeah. I think we went
I think we did a photo shoot there.
We did a photo shoot there about,
Yeah, when they were just as they were open up around lunchtime, we just did a photo shoot inside booths and at the bar.
Did you buy any pizza or anything?
No.
No. Okay, well. Maybe we're part of the problem.
Maybe it's my fault.
It's Jim's fault.
It's my fault. Because I haven't been there in like 6 years. I love the place, but I never go.
There's a sign up that says going out of business. Thanks, Jim. But yeah, it's too bad. They'll be missed. Hopefully they'll, reopen somewhere else a little bit more affordable.
Where the rent can be handled. I like Mafiosas a lot. All right, rock band Metallica is bringing their M72 World Tour to Nissan Stadium.
Nice.
It's going to be in May of 2025, and they're doing a no-repeat weekend, which is what they've been doing on this show, which is they're doing a show on May 1st with a couple of opening acts and then a couple of different opening acts on May 3rd, and no songs will be repeated throughout the shows. So
that's
every
cool.
song will be different from the first night and then for the second night.
Nice. That'll be very cool.
Yeah.
All nights.
Tickets go on sale end of the month in about a week, and then single night sales go on sale January. It's the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It is time to get one more person into the drawing for the Fantasy VIP night, afternoon, actually, at Disney on Ice in the Yellowstone Suite.
Yeah, not telling you what to do, but you should give us a call on the Shingles Smith Roofing Hotline, 615-553-0933. Who do we have to thank for this?
Magnitude Gymnastics and Kids Zone Learning Center with programs and after-school adventures for children age 4 to 12. You can visit them at magnitudegymnastics.com.
There you go. Call and qualify. Be our last qualifier right now. 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Congratulations to Kristen, who's listening on 95.1 in Murfreesboro. She is the winner of our last qualifying spot.
Yeah, 93.3. We've been giving away this opportunity for a VIP experience the Eurostone Suite for Disney on Ice. Always one of the best shows.
Yeah.
And that's brought to us by our friends at Magnitude Gymnastics and Kids Zone Learning Center in Hermitage.
Very cool. We'll have the grand prize drawing a little bit later on today. If you missed any of the shows this week, we strongly suggest you download the Woody and Jim Show podcast. It's available wherever you get fine podcasts and podcasts like ours.
Both.
Fine ones and ours.
It's worth every price you pay for it.
What you doing this weekend?
Let's see. I've got to get my car's wheel replaced.
Oh, that's right.
Because I blew out the tire.
Mm.
And then I'm doing some bartending on Saturday night. I'm going to be working at Nashville Nightmare.
Ooh, cool.
So
getting the people all liquored up before they get in there and get scared.
It's a good time. Get a little liquid courage, some theme drinks. It's a good time. What about you?
Got softball tonight with my granddaughter, Charlie. Soccer tomorrow with my grandson, Ollie. And then probably just loaf on the couch and watch football.
All right. That's okay.
And my girlfriend's daughter, Melissa's, or not Melissa, but Allison, is getting married a week from today. So she's going to be just all tense, going we only have a week left, and everything is going to be right, and the seating chart. And somebody was asking me yesterday, our agent, Heather, was asking, where is the wedding? And I said, I don't know. I don't need to know. Just tell me when to put a suit on.
The lack of detail you were able to give about the wedding was astonishing.
It was. We're guys. We don't need to know. Just tell us where to show up. We'll put it on our GPS and we'll be there probably.
Awesome. Got it.